The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. Reporting John Stadtmiller. 6 December 2017. Nomenclature, one each. We all might as well get militarized in our thinking and our New World Order speak. It's here. It's operating all around us and continuing unabated. Now, there was a past president that had something to say about this. You may or may not remember this. I'm not going to play the whole clip, just the significant part. And this is what he said before he left office, and if I'm not mistaken, before JFK came rolling into town. And among other things, this was to let all the politicians that want to run for POTUS, we're pulling the strings, and you will abide. No, you can't make statements like spreading the CIA into 1,000 pieces. Nah, I'm not going to send anything to Vietnam. Yeah. Splat, Dallas, Texas, November 22nd, 1963. Go ahead and play that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed four major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So where's that transparency at? How are we supposed to be apprised of this if it's all thrown under a national security blanket? The money that's being funneled into it, the operations that are being carried out for God knows what. All the while, we're trillions of dollars in the hole, but that doesn't bother these people. We have an open-ended revolving credit. We can get whatever we want, whenever we want it. And we can do whatever we want to whomever we want to in any size, form, or fashion. And by the way, you get to pick up the tab. You and me. By way of just the ever-mounting debt on the books that we can never, ever, ever retire. Wonder how many people are not going to have a merry freaking Christmas this year. Because they're going to be too dead to know that it's that time of the year. I'll give an example. After the United States and its proxy armies liberated the Iraqi city of Mosul earlier this year, the world superpower unsurprisingly turned a blind eye to the massacre that took place soon after. As the Guardian newspaper aptly phrased it, the aftermath was an orgy of killing. The Guardian explains that it was the brutal conduct of the Iraqi armed forces that enabled Iraq to successfully liberate Mosul from ISIS dominance, stating, "One of the factors that had aided ISIS takeover of Mosul was the conduct of the Iraqi army and security forces stationed in the city, who behaved like sectarian occupation forces, mistreating and detaining the population at will. In the early stages of the battle for Mosul, the Iraqi army and police, keen to change their prevailing image, had taken care of to preserve the lives of civilians. Soldiers and officers used their vehicles to help people evacuate their homes and offered water and medical help. But the old city was seen as the last refuge of ISIS, and almost every inhabitant was treated as a suspect. Fighting age men from other parts of the city and those with injuries were detained on the spot. The rest were sent to detention centers where their identity would be checked." According to nonpartisan monitoring groups, air wars, the civilian death toll in Mosul may have exceeded 10,000. Those that were fortunate enough to survive coalition bombings were apparently treated as suspected ISIS members. And then the result was a host of crimes that should make The Hague cringe. The Guardian went on to explain, "Locals keen to exact revenge on those who held responsible the miseries and destruction of the last 3 years started denouncing not only members of ISIS and their families who had tried to blend in fleeing civilians, but also any man of fighting age who came from a different city, bore the marks of injury, or simply looked suspicious." Kate Allen, the director of Amnesty International, has already called for an independent inquiry into these crimes. Well, Kate, you got a long list. You better get on your hurry horse, because there's a long list of things to investigate. Oh, the horror of it all. Deliberately killing fighters who have surrendered, who have been captured, is absolutely prohibited under international law. What law? These are not declared wars. How in the hell can you impose international anything when it's not declared a war? That was my whole point last hour. That we got these asshats in Washington, D.C. that keep authorizing the checks for stuff that we don't even know that they're doing. Hell, they don't even know. And when we get close to it in a public hearing, oh, we got to go behind closed doors, because we can't let the American people how badly we're screwing over the rest of the globe and how many people we're actually killing. We can't do that. It's national security. You know what? The time is now to dissolve this damn government. And forget moving a little bit west. As I said yesterday, the hell with that. I want you to leave the paintings on the wall. Leave the carpet on the floor. Leave the fax machines and the desk and all the accoutrements. Just get your butts out of town. Folks, 240 plus years later, look where we came from and look where we're at now. Where in the hell do you think we're going to be in short-term future? Where? Now you see why this little FBI guy comes out the other day and says, well, you know, I think we're just going to need Homeland Security, and there's always going to be terrorism on our shores, so that's never going to go away. Until we make people like you go away, we lay all our cards out on the table, and don't think for a minute that we'll be laying ourselves open to invasion. We still have the weapons of war. We still have the armaments to deter anything on the face of this freaking planet. So, Donald, what are your little neocon generals dressed up in the suits actually doing here? Are you watching them? Are you going along with this? Is part of your act donning the yarmulke yesterday and going to the Wailing Wall, your ascension for continued debauchery that the United States, at the United States' hands, that are doing to all these countries? I'm sorry, didn't your little brother-in-law, Mr. Kushner, tell you about the grand plan for the greater Israel? I actually heard him today speaking about the Mideast peace process between Israel and Palestine. Are you freaking nuts? Have you gone crazy? Can you not see, sir, what is in front of your face? Hell, the Israelis. 20,000 of them showed up in the new capital of Israel, Jerusalem. They want Netanyahu's noose, neck in a noose. He's even trying to set it up over there for any agency whatsoever that finds out about his criminality. Nobody gets to find out about it. He is basically setting himself up as the Jewish dictator. Oh, all the horror. Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, dead Jews. But they're our strategic partner in the Middle East. For what reason? Are they supplying weaponry to us? To help you fight your little covert wars? Not so covert, the rest of the planet sees them. We just don't get to hear about the real reasons here in the United States, because guess who it's owned by? Nobody dares interrupt me today with a phone call, huh? It might be a welcome relief. This is madness. And the people in this country are still allowing themselves to be divided by politics? Really? Really? Do you think that Hillary Clinton getting into office, any of this would have changed? No, you just would have had a staunch communist in the White House. There'd be more elimination of what they're calling conservative people, and I don't even know what the hell that means anymore. Conservative what? What are you trying to conserve? The Constitutional Republic? If that's what you're trying to conserve, say the words. Put your butt on the line and say the words. Yeah, 10,000 dead. Mosul? Yeah, no big deal. Zionists won't report it to you here in this country. So what does it matter? Why should you concern yourself? Oh, and so far it is my considered opinion, after looking at all of this stuff for all of these years, there may be in fact real terrorist acts. Or maybe there are some people in this country that are looking at the United States and going, oh my God, this can't be stopped. At least I can stub their toe here and there. The rest of it, ladies and gentlemen, is false flag operations to give you the impression that we are under imminent and direct threat every single hour of a 24-hour day of your life living in this country. And by God, they're here to protect us. Had enough. Had enough. I had enough of this crap 25 years ago. When I just stumbled upon the obvious gaffaw in this country that somehow that we have a private company running everything in America. Wow. That was a revelation to me. And look how much crap I've turned up since then. And honestly, folks, I'm gonna be real honest with you. Maybe I am already gone over the high side. Maybe the cheese has already slid off of my cracker. How much of this crap can an individual absorb? How much can they keep in their heads? And the frustrating thing is just try to tell your fellow American a little bit of what's going on. They're plugged in right into the Zionist news that is designed not to tell you a damn thing. And more often than not, lie to you right in your face. Or let's just eliminate that part of the story because we don't want you to get a little bit too informed. I have become to appreciate more of what I've created here than I have in the past. A lonely little refuge with a very powerful light, even though it's on a very small island. With a very powerful light for those with the eyes to see it will almost blind you. Frank in North Carolina, let's open up the phones. I've got to calm my blood pressure down here. 800-313-9443. Oh, you awake yet, America? Hello, Frank.
Well, good evening, John. I didn't think you were in the mood to take calls, but when you made that comment, I said, well, I'll go ahead and call
it. It's called self-preservation before I blow my own head off. The blood pressure in my head is going to blow my head off my shoulders just like an overripe grape.
Well, the thing is, the reason I'm saying what I'm saying is because otherwise nobody would know about it. And it's just, you know, the discrepancy between what he portrays himself to be and what he really is. I turned him on today, and I heard him talking about this stuff. And, you know, with Jerusalem and Trump and all this kind of thing, and he's trying to put himself out there as he's neutral. He doesn't have a dog in this fight. He's neutral on, and I'm talking about your fellow Texan there. But
My fellow Texan, who might that be?
AJ.
Oh! Yes, that wonderful lump of humanity, yes.
Yeah, he's wanting people to call in, you know, with different views on, you know, what's going on with regards to... This,
please tell me you called into a show.
Well, that's the reason I'm calling, because otherwise you'd never know, because I was on hold. I just double-checked while you had me on hold. I was on hold for 51 minutes and 40 seconds.
Hmm.
Now, I told the call screener, who I'd never heard before, he sounded like a kid, like a high school kid. He sounded very, very nervous when I told him who I was. And he's probably that way with everybody. But anyway, I said, this is Frank in North Carolina. I said, Alex Jones knows who I am. I know that because he mentioned it.
Well, gee, Frank, isn't that self-defeating? By you saying who you are and what you wanted to talk about, you any wonder why you were on hold for 51 minutes? Do you enjoy abuse like that?
Well, no, I don't mind being on hold on a big show, but the thing is, I was disconnected.
Hold on. Frank, hold on a second. I've got to take this break. I'm not dumping your call. Take note. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are back. Frank, you had something else.
Well, you know, I mean, he puts himself out there. He's willing to, you know, take on all comers. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just was being open and right up front with him. I told the call screener, look, you know, this is Frank in North Carolina. He'll know who I am.
Yeah.
Especially when you tell him that I'm calling in to basically call him out. It's a Zionist shill, an Israeli shill. And I gave a few examples why, and I said the first caller of the show, I think, was a plant.
Wait a minute. You actually got on the show?
No.
Okay. The way that just sounded to me is if you were telling Alex Jones scared little high school kid. Okay, I got you. All right.
Yeah, but right. He did mention me though. I talked to somebody several hours later, and they said, yeah, you were on hold to go on Alex Jones today, weren't you? Because we kept waiting for, you know, him to bring you on, and you were in the lineup, and you were just a few calls away, and then all of a sudden you disappeared, and then he said something about some caller was calling him a Zionist Israeli shill. But anyway, I'm just saying, he's a coward. He you know, he says, he beats his chest and says he'll take on all comers, but he really can't.
He has something to hide.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know. Mike used to listen to his show. You could only tune in for a few minutes at a time. That's all he could stand. He did indicate here that he'd heard that comment made by Mr. Jones today, so I guess you picked the right couple of minutes today. But how did he get past I married my Jewish hooker? How did he get past that one?
You know, he actually mentioned that while I was on hold.
Oh, he did.
Not his current wife. He mentioned that all these, you know, crazy guys out there like me want to say that he's Jewish. I never said he was Jewish.
No, I don't think anybody's ever said that Alex Jones was Jewish. That he's a gatekeeper, a front dummy, he's greedy, and he's arrogant.
Well, he said because his first wife had a Jewish grandfather, and so everybody likes, you know, a lot of people like to say he's Jewish, but it's funny, he didn't mention anything about his current wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wonder why.
Well, he leaves everything out. He always leaves all the good parts out of everything.
Well, see, I mean, what's this to do to Alex Jones's imagery if he was to admit that I married a Jewish hooker? That would be a great title for a book.
And I heard him say a couple times during the campaign season over the past year or two that he thought that Jared Kushner would make a good president, U.S. president. And I'm thinking, and Jared Kushner is supposed to be involved in the brokering of peace talks? And like, that was one of the questions I was going to ask him. Do you really think that's a good arbitrator?
If Alex Jones was honest, his honesty, he's become his own invention. I don't know if people recognize this. This megalomaniac has become his own invention. And so arrogant that he thinks he can outthink the people that he's got right next to him, right connected to him right now. That's how stupid and arrogant he is. Well, and I am amazed. And this, Frank, tells you volumes about the listening audience and their level of understanding. That they're still listening to the fat, egotistical man in Austin.
He relies on the old adage, P.T. Barnum, there's a sucker born every minute. I think that's his business model. I think once he goes down, he'll probably have something will come out about him eventually some years from now, and he'll have a big, you know, he'll disappear for a while, he'll be crushed, and then he'll come back as one of those big-haired TV preachers on Sunday mornings. That's what I predict.
Yeah.
Hey, send me your money. Praise the Lord and send me your money.
Well, when people send money to this network, they know exactly where it goes. It doesn't go in my back pocket. It doesn't buy 850 horsepower cars. It's not big fat tips to my Jewish masseuse at the hotel with a happy ending. She's now my wife. And I've got millions that I can divide because I've built such an estate for myself that I can give away $4 million, but, you know, I still got $4 or $5 million left. And I'm not even counting all the riches are going to be bequeathed to him in East Texas. This guy's rolling in money. And it used to burn my ass every time I saw this clown do a pledge drive because he's got to do a $500,000 pledge drive because he needs to build a studio. He could have pulled that right out of his own funds without going to people to support the fat man's idea of I'm reinventing myself and you're going to pay for it. Did I lose Frank?
Oh, it'll come out one day. One day it'll come out.
It's been coming out. I've been putting it out there. I've told people what he's capable of doing. And they still.
I think there's a whole lot more, though.
A whole lot more? What?
Just stuff that is just buried. Oh, and he's got those agreements. I guarantee you, he's got a bunch of ex-employees out there that could tell
you. When you think you can outthink the CIA and the FBI that have found a deep, dark tunnel right up this guy's butt, when you're arrogant enough to think that you can outthink them, it's time for you to go. Thanks for your call, Frank.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Eric in Tennessee. Hello, Eric.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Hi.
I fell asleep, so...
Well, wake up, Frank. You're live, and time is limited.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Eric.
It's okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're the one that's awake. You had something to say. I don't know what's on your mind.
No, I had nothing on my mind, actually. I was just listening, and I love your show. You're doing great.
Well,
so keep on it.
Well, thanks, Frank. If what I just said in the last hour didn't keep you awake, I don't know what will. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Listen, John?
Yes.
I get to listen to you 2 days in a row. It's unusual for me to catch you because I'm usually not around at this time.
Was there a giant snowstorm in northern Michigan I'm not aware of?
It just started today.
Oh, okay. What's on your mind?
The Balfour Declaration is one thing that you should probably put on your site for people to read, and also the story about Jack Bernstein, American Jew in, I believe it is, fascist Israel. It's a great story about Jack Bernstein going there in 1967 after the three-day war and learning the truth about Israel, that the people running it are not indigenous to the area. They're Ashkenazis. And and that's explained in the Balfour Declaration.
Oh, come on. You haven't heard the latest? It's all the Vatican.
Well, they're part of it probably somewhere because the Rothschilds are involved, and the Rothschilds run their money, so the Vatican money, so that's probably, and they're probably associated with it, but people haven't read about Jack Bernstein. It's a great story. He ended up, there's Sephardic Jews, which are indigenous to the area, and the term Jew is something that and Benjamin Friedman explains in the Balfour Declaration where that term came from. It came from the Zionist, and it had nothing to do with the people living in the area right now. And the Palestinians were slaughtered by the Ashkenazis that came in there after World War II. They were given that property by the Rothschilds for going back to Germany and creating havoc there to bring us into the war. And those two stories there, and then you also go in your archives back to 209 January, again, the last week in January, where you break down the whole story of the bankers and also the Jewish people. And that's, I got to shut this off. But I just wanted to bring those up, stories that you've had on your website before, and maybe it would be a great time to introduce people to them again.
All right. Did something happen to him?
Me? No. I'm here.
Okay. It sounded like your voice was just cut off there. Okay.
Well, my cell phone was in my coat pocket, and I have this this gentleman that calls me three times a day. He's a special needs guy, but it's his time to call him, but I can call him back because he'll keep calling it anyways. But the folks, the Balfour Declaration, Benjamin Friedman, and Jack Bernstein, and he was killed by the Mossad once he told his story about the true Israel. And this is something that I believe, I don't know if Trump knows about it, but it's something that...
He would have to be a damned fool if he didn't.
Well, it's just disgusting what has been done by country by these Ashkenazis, and I've been told that I have Ashkenazi. I mean, those are the people from Eastern Europe that they adopted Judaism or the Torah religion. To be able to control their people.
I'm sorry. Most of the planet doesn't even realize it was the Jews that killed the Tsar over there. They don't even understand the birth of communism. They don't understand what runs their lives on a daily basis through their damn middleman banks. There's a lot that they don't know.
Right. And and these ministers that preach that they're the chosen people, that came from your story in 209 about the whole banking. The last week in January, you really had a great presentation there where when they formed, I think, at the World Council of Churches.
You know, you just gave me an idea. I think I'm going to rerun that series when we're down for the holidays. I think I'm going to rerun that series. That'll be my Christmas gift.
It's fabulous, and it goes into February, first Monday in February, but it's so important. The second, the Tuesday, you had the gentleman that was a financial person. He was on Tuesday, but it goes Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and it really breaks everything down, and it talks about how these churches were given their marching orders on what to say and what not to say.
Okay, do me a favor, John. Repeat those days so my board op can put that down on a piece of paper so he knows what to run and when we're out of here for the holidays.
Okay, it's January of 209. The last week, it was, I believe, the 26th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. And then you finished it off on the Monday, the first Monday there of February. And believe me, it's a great, great story, a great history. And we'll give you more insight as to what Israel really is.
Okay, Mike, I'm asking you to make a note of it and post it so it's there in front of your face. So if I forget to ask you, you're already going to have it already programmed into the computer. Okay, you got him. He just confirmed that we still have those recordings. Yeah.
Yes, and if you can throw up the Balfour Declaration and also the Jack Bernstein story about American Jew and Zionist or fascist.
Are you at home right now? You got a computer? Send me the links.
Yes, I am. I will do that.
Send them over to johnstatman@hotmail.com. Make my life a little easier.
Because that'll really, I think, expose a lot of the fallacy of this whole event that's taking place today.
Well, you've heard me talk about One American News, right?
One American News?
One American News.
No, I haven't.
These are the people that are doing the straight news without all the opinion. There is only one problem there. They're Christian Zionist. Whoops.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess they have an agenda then.
Well, I can only think of one news outlet in this country that is not Christian Zionist, and that's us.
Right.
Everybody else is tainted, and they're walking around thinking they're holier than thou. And they don't even realize how stupid they really are.
Well, the education system has done a very good job, and I keep bringing that up because everyone that's 40 or under has been dumbed down completely about anything and everything, and so the way that they're
Well, maybe they'll be dumb enough when their country finally leaves by the back door, they won't notice it's gone.
They probably wouldn't even care because they don't believe in borders, they don't believe in themselves. Look at that college outside Austin there that had that letter written by, I believe it was a Mexican writer in talking about how whites are useless. So. And Bill Clinton even said by 2050 that there won't be any white people left.
Well, that's not what he said exactly. That's an
sort of, but
we get the idea. And it's not 2050. When statements are made by any government official, it's usually hyped two or three times. So put in there 2025.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. Look at Europe. Look at that. It's just I can't believe how destroyed that those countries are.
Players that are allowing this to go on, these people are replaceable as piston rods in an engine. But yet it's not being done. I mean, the European Union now is going to allow 75 million Turks into the EU. Why? For no other reason to balkanize and multiculturalize and split their countries into oblivion. That's all it's designed to do.
Right, and that's just a model for what's going to take place here.
Well,
if we let it.
Well, I don't know what else to say.
Well, I'm happy to be able to talk with you, John. God bless you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the sentiment, John.
I'll send you those links.
Thank you. And speaking of people sending me things, folks, we are listener-supported. We got a little bit of advertising out there, but if anybody hasn't taken note for the last, 9 years now? We've been in a damn depression. You know, somebody once suggested to me one day that maybe you should model yourself off the asshat in Austin, that you should promote yourself more. Yeah. What, did I get some vision in my head of what I should be or what I could become when I grow up? And then do any dastardly deed humanly possible to make that happen? I don't know. I'm not ready to sell my soul. Are you ready to sell yours? I'm not. I'd much rather go to my grave a broke, blank pauper. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Okay. Yes, hello, John. You know, Frank from North Carolina hit the nail on the head. That asshat from Austin is definitely a Zionist shill and a provocateur. And it amazes me that people still listen to his show that haven't figured this out yet.
That's why I said, Chance, this is a reflection of the man's audience. Here at this network, we've got the most discriminating minds in radio listening history.
Well, if you notice, John, it used to be when I was listening to him, his audience was, they were basically younger folks in their 20s, maybe 30s. I don't think people our age or older actually believe them. I think the easily impressionable ones listen to his show. But eventually they have got to wake up too, I would imagine.
Well, hopefully it's before the country walks out the back door and they realize all is lost.
Oh, yeah. You know, another point I wanted to make, John, speaking about what's going on with all these wars, I think it's a must that people... Recently, I picked up George Orwell's 1984 and read it again. And it's ironic that everything in that novel is going on today. And if people want a better perspective and understanding of what's happening, I think they should pick it up and reread it.
I think on their Christmas reading list, they should do that one and do Atlas Shrugged. Because in the first chapter of Atlas Shrugged, it aptly describes where we're at in this country right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's another point I wanted to make. What's been fascinating me recently has been with these enemy combatants in these wars. I've noticed a trend that I don't recall years ago, and that is what these Halloween mask get-ups and outfits that they're wearing, such as ISIS and Antifa. And I had to say to myself, why are they concealing their identities? There's something fishy with this.
Well, because facial recognition, and they can be found out later who they really are?
Exactly. As far as I'm concerned, I would want my enemy combatant, I would want my face to be the last face he sees before I send him off to meet his maker. That's all I've got to say. And it's awfully suspicious with these kind of get-ups. And that's just the point I wanted to make.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Chance. Let me take Captain Fred here. Hello, Captain.
Hey, John. How are you doing tonight?
Fair to Midland, mostly broke. How are you?
Well, I've been listening to your show a little bit this evening, and it sounds like you're meeting with the same kind of frustration that I've been meeting with today, dealing with the bureaucrats at the tax office and everywhere else in this country. You know, I don't know if we can solve any of these problems by echoing a lot of the sentiment that's being broadcast on any of the media, because it seems like all it does is create a analysis paralysis. I mean, there's just too much information. Nobody really knows what's going on. Do you?
Gee, Fred, you've just shot 25 years of my life. I'm going to come out and commit seppuku now. Thanks for your vote of confidence.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, I quote a lot of Mark Twain on my show. I know you've listened to it a few times, but, you know, he said that the world will not stop and think. It never does. It's not its way. Its way is to generalize from a single sample. And, you know, it seems like all they have to do is just create one meme. And the meme lately has been sexual abuse, which keeps everybody in a flurry about some kind of bull.
No, you're talking about the people that are watching and listening to the Zionist media out there. You're not talking about the people.
That.
You're not talking about the people who listen to this network. I just appreciate if you make the distinction. You're kind of generalizing.
Well, you know what, John, I think if anybody has an idea, I'm one of them. But I'm just saying that the people that listen to this network are influenced by the echo of the media that all their friends listen to. It's difficult to isolate yourself from that kind of message.
Oh, I've embraced it. Are you kidding me? I embrace it because, you know, people are either hot or they're cold. Sometimes they got their foot in one mud puddle and maybe a toe in the other one. Sometimes they're not quite sure, and then they have to check. I embrace the mainstream media for what they really are, and I use them as great example to counter their BS. That's why I do it. That's why I sit and I watch their news programs. While everybody else is out there reading some book on something that, geez, they didn't really know, and it's fascinating, this information's been withheld from me, I use the crap that they're propagandizing people with, and I counter that. You got to start at the head. You're not going to start at the feet to kill this beast. You got to start at the head.
Well, it's not the information that they tell you that's creating the problem. It's the information that they don't tell you.
That along with it, and that's where we fill in the blank spots.
Exactly. Well, you know, it doesn't exist only today. It existed 150 years ago. I mean, this isn't something that just started recently in the last 50 years, 100 years. This thing's been going on for a lot longer than that. I mean, if you study the religious movement, you know, it wasn't too long after Jesus kicked over the moneylenders' tables in the temple. He was hung on a cross, wasn't he?
Yeah, I kind of think so. Let me see. What other past presidents did the same thing? Who was that Jewish lawyer from Illinois? Oh, that's right. Abraham Springsteen. Yeah.
Well, most everybody that's tried it has usually suffered the same ailment, which is the lead in the brain. But
yeah.
But all I'm saying is that, you know, there's a lot of people waking up to what we're saying to them. I'm encouraged by the people that I meet.
Thank God, Fred, you're going to get positive on me because I'm getting a noose out here right now. I was getting a little tight around my neck. I got to listen to your show more often.
You were sounding a little angry earlier.
I've been like this for 2 days because I've been too nice. I'm making up for lost time. I'm so beklept over here. I'm ranting. Oh, my gosh.
Well, everybody loves you anyway, so don't worry about it. But
if they love me, prolong my life in this network. Send us some donations. We need your money. We understand it's December.
Well, I think a nice prayer would help you prolong your life pretty well too. But
Fred,
you know, money.
Fred, I can't convert the prayer to FRNs.
I understand that.
Yeah,
but, you know, prayer never hurts.
I never said that it did. But you know, I've always said this, and I don't know how long you've listened to me, Fred.
In April, I will have been doing a show on your network now for 3 years.
Whew. Wow. So
and when I came to you, at a pretty dark moment in this network. It seemed like it was, and I volunteered, and it was dark for me too because I didn't have any money to give you, and I wanted to help support you. And the only thing I could do is give you some time, and I gave you an hour a day, and now we've been going on that close to near 2.5 years, and I've got to admit that I feel like I've done something for something, and I'm not really sure what, but I really support RBN, and I believe everything that you do, and I know that a lot of the voices I don't agree with on this network, but at least we do have a voice on this network.
Well, and you notice how kind they are by not picking each other, not picking the fly crap out of the sugar bowl, as I always say. You know,
it's kind of like our redheaded stepchild. You know?
They're there, but, and you got to love them regardless. That's right.
Right, we got to love them anyway. That's what I'm saying is that I appreciate you, and just watch out, man. You're going to stroke out on us if you can't let that stuff affect you so much.
Well,
this battle's been going on. My father got me involved in this in the early 70s and in the early 60s. I was anti-war in the 60s. And, you know, you and I have been fighting this war for a long time. And it irritates me sometimes when people are so anxious to thank anybody in the uniform for their service. Yet for those that have battling against this tyranny for all these years, no one ever thanks us in it. But I wanted to let you know that, John, thank you for your service.
Well, Fred, I appreciate that. Do you realize that only 3-4% of this listening audience actually donates to the network?
Well, I don't know what it is. It's worse. I've done it, but 2.5 years at an hour weekend, it's not too bad, but I don't know. It may not be worth more than a couple bucks, but hopefully it's been doing some good, and I just wanted to
call you up.
Well,
that's because, you know, Fred, you're a perfect example of we don't have monumental egos on this network. We have humble, doing it there every day people. Everyday people doing it every day.
Well, you know, I listen to your show, but I don't call in because I don't like to interrupt your train sometimes. But today I felt like it was important for me to call you.
Well, I appreciate
it. So anyway, I'm going to let you go back to it. John, thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. By the way, when's your one-hour show that you've been doing for 2.5 years? You gotta learn to plug it.
It's Saturday, and the central time is noon to 1 o'clock. We get a lot of people in California listening. We get a lot of people, and actually I've heard some response from people in the Middle East that are listening, and we got a lot of listeners in RBN. And
yes,
you have
we
to
do.
Kind of feel around for those things. But, yeah, noon o'clock on Saturdays.
All right. Fred, thank you. I appreciate it.
And I, too, to you, John. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Gary in Utah. We only have about a minute, Gary.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Hello?
Go, Gary. You only got about a minute.
Oh, okay. I'm just calling. What I've been doing, I've been on Facebook, and I've been pushing your RBN and that with different people on comments. It's been pretty good doing that.
Well, you know what? Before Mr. Zuckerberg up and makes me disappear, I commend your efforts.
Pardon?
I said, before Mr. Zuckerberg makes us up and disappear from Facebook, I appreciate your efforts.
Okay. I found out there's a lot of people around my area. I'm in the central part of Utah. There's a few more than I thought there would be. There's a few that's...
They're laying low.
Been in on your...
Gary, they're all laying low, and this is why on this program, every single day, I tell them to stand up, keep walking, and keep talking, because this stuff is not going to go away because you want it to. You have to will it away, and you do that by a direct action. Gary, I got to go. I'm out of time.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. And folks, I'm not going to lament anymore, and I'm not going to pull my hair out and worry about how to pay next month's bill, because if the money doesn't show up here, I can't. I almost said something that a host should never say on the air. I can't crap the money! But I could turn into Alex Jones to be a self-promoting hypocrite. Would you prefer that? Or can you ante up a few dollars to keep this network that I think is more than deserving of your support? If not, for the insane guy that started this and has kept it running all these years through very thin times, through thick and thin. What a long, strange trip it's been, and we ain't done. Not by a long shot. And these guys are correct. Fred, Captain Fred is right. Gary in Utah is right. There are people that we're talking to that we're not even aware of that's listening. I mean, aside from the federal agencies. That's why, if you've noticed, in the alternative media, everybody now time and dates their shows. And for very good reason. We got a recording in case you try to arrest us and twist history. We all have it recorded. Thank you very much. Folks, support the network. I mean, support it. Dial us right now. Before I leave, I want Mikey pulling his hair out. 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Go to our website. Easiest thing in the world. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. Become a monthly member and a contributor. You keep doing it and supporting us. We'll keep doing it here for you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.